Local birdwatchers are excited by what's turned into a most unusual sighting in these parts. A striking, beautifully colored evening grosbeak has been showing up recently to enjoy a seed or two from the bird feeders at a tiny township home. This color abnormality in evening grosbeaks is not unheard of but quite unusual, Midland Penetanguishene Field Naturalists Program Director Ken McDonald tells Midland Today. None of us have ever seen it before. It is actually unusual for us to have even normally colored evening grosbeaks in our area. Most years they tend to stay further north. Members of the local nature club originally thought the color abnormality could be the result of leucism, an animal condition in which there is partial loss of pigmentation resulting in white, pale, or patchy coloration of the skin, hair, feathers, scales or cuticle. But Ron Tozer, the Algonquin Park Bird Authority, had a look at the local photos and suggested xanthochromism, which is exhibited by an unusually high yellow pigmentation in an animal. It is often associated with the lack of the usual red pigmentation and its replacement with yellow. According to McDonald, a Cornell University survey of unusual-looking birds visiting feeders reported that 4% of such birds were described as xanthochromistic, compared with 76% albinistic. The opposite of xanthochromism, a deficiency in or complete absence of yellow pigment, is known as axanthism, he said. It is a genetic defect or perhaps mutation. Experts might call this a form of leucism, xanthochromism or perhaps non-melanic schizochroism. Leucism is not the same as albinism, said McDonald, who provided a link to partially explain the complicated scientific terms. McDonald said some people might confuse this particular bird with another species. It's rather larger than a goldfinch, which also has some black in its summer plumage, he said. I guess people might think they're looking at an escaped exotic cage bird, although it's larger and stockier than a canary and no other common cage birds fit the bill. It has all the field marks of a regular evening grosbeak except the coloration. McDonald said the local club does occasionally run into other examples of leucism or color abnormalities in other species. As an example, he points to a Canada goose nicknamed Lucy, who's been commonly seen at Rotary Champlain-Wendat Park in Penetanguishene over the past several years, see accompanying photo. He also included a photo taken by club president Bob Codd that shows a leucistic American goldfinch visiting Port McNicol. Added McDonald. Wild birds in which xanthochromism has been recorded include yellow wagtail, wood warbler, Cape May warbler, rose-breasted grosbeak, evening grosbeak, red-bellied woodpecker, scarlet tanager, northern cardinal, great spotted woodpecker, common tailorbird, crimson-breasted shrike, kikariki and kea. As for the evening grosbeak, the Finch Research Project notes the species has experienced a 92% decline in numbers since 1970. The evening grosbeak, Cocothrosts vespertinus, was cited as the steepest declining land bird in the continental United States and Canada in the Partners in Flight 2016 Land Bird Conservation Plan, the project noted on its website. Causes for the decline are not fully understood, but may be a result of several factors including spruce budworm population cycles, forest alteration and loss, collision and disease mortalities, and climate change factors.